machine going. Okay, now would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Daniel Thomas Wilburn, 306-619.
Thank you, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant allegation on your warrant. And based on information that we have, we were notified of this hearing back on August the 1st of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on that form, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yes, sir.
And although you can't see us because we're doing this by telephone, but there are four board members participating in your hearing. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. D.R. Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Olivera. Mr. Olivera is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Wilburn and Mr. Olivera, would both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, Mr. Wilburn, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on about March the 22nd, 2018, and verbally directed on March 13, 2018. Your whereabouts was unknown, and thus you were stranded from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Wilburn, I'm going to find that he violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of the hearing. This is a very important phase of the hearing because at the end of this, we make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that, then we just come back and talk with you, sir. So at this time, Mr. Osborne, would you be kind enough to give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Federal Wilburn was released from the Department of Corrections on February 6th of 2018. He was arrested on July 19th of 2018 by Tucson CIU, returned back to custody that same day. He has 119 days of stone. His projected supervision end date will be on February 3rd of 2019. Current convictions, 2015, misconduct in running weapons, 1 year, 6 months, and also in 2015, promoting prison contraband, 3 years. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ABC. CU and IR scores are a 3-3, mental health score of a 3, and substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG game information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has minimal disciplinary history with drugs noted. Other arrest, in 2007, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2008, narcotic drug violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2008, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2009, child adult abuse, Arizona felony conviction probation. And in 2012, misdemeanor DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. His community risk level is a G5,
V6. Okay, thank you.
Dr. Wright, can I just ask Mr. Oliver, I was wondering, the dates on here for the face-to-face contact visit for 322 and 313, The letter that's attached to it is actually dated 3:30. I don't know if those dates are kind of...
Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, can you give us some clarification and observation by the Honorable Mr. Johnson on the dates?
I see on the letter attached that it was dated on 3/27 of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears... matters that the offender was verbally directed to report in on 3/22, failed to report in, therefore a letter would have been either mailed or dropped off at the offender's residence for him to come in by 3:30.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you so very much for clarifying that, sir. And any further clarifications or changes or anything? Okay, we don't hear any others at this time. Therefore, we're back to you, Mr. Wilburn. Let's see here. We do take note that when you were initially released, we find that you were to reside with your mother down in Tucson. And how long did you stay there with your mother, sir?
About 2 weeks.
And what happened after then, sir? Where did you go?
Actually, it was less than that.
Okay.
I got an apartment.
Okay, you got an apartment. Did you clear that with your parole officer, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and the apartment was down in Tucson. Was that the Montevilla Drive one?
Yes.
Apartment 102 down in Tucson. And then you moved there. Then you moved to another apartment at 4444 East Fairmont Avenue in Tucson, apartment F23. And did you reside anywhere else, sir, while you were out, sir?
No.
Okay. I also take note that you did have some employment. Am I correct, sir? Arizona Bout Busters. How long were you employed there, sir?
For about 4 months.
Oh, okay. So what did y'all do there? You busted out? What did y'all do in there, sir?
Tile, remodeling bathrooms,
yes.
That type of thing.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. That's a good great, because some of them are going to always need some help. So that's something that you can move forward with when you're out again, sir.
Yes.
Okay. In terms of programming, we do take note that task, your color was a plum, and February the 21st, you missed the UA, but the next day you took your UA and you were positive for methamphetamine and alcohol. And after being staffed on February 27th, you were assigned a new color similar for your task, and you had the following results. You had a negative on March the 2nd, 2018, and you had a miss UA on March the 14th, 2018. So did you relapse, or what happened, sir, as it relates to the use of drugs, sir?
I'm an addict. That's my main point that I struggle with in life
right now. Okay, so what is your drug of choice, sir?
Methamphetamines and heroin.
Both methamphetamine and heroin. How long have you been on those, sir?
Since about between 12 to 18 on and off, but I started around 12.
Okay. You're still just a young man, and so you. What you doing to rid yourself of your drug habits? What are you? Are you doing anything? NA or AA or programming anything?
AA.
Okay, is that helpful to you at this time or not, sir?
It's very helpful, naturally.
Okay, and when you get out, whether you get out now or you get out later, what are the plans to deal with that, to prevent you from relapsing again with the drugs? Have you thought about what you might do, sir?
I've already planned to go to, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Amity Foundation.
I'm not familiar with, but one of my colleagues said that's a great program. Yes, sir. Okay.
I've gone there before for a 90-day program, but once I'm released from here, I'm planning on going there because I got really stressed out when I got out, and it was just too much for me to handle. So I wanted to do something different this time when I got out. I wanted to go to the program, and it worked for me for a while last time. So I think I would like to go there and stay there a bit longer this time, though.
Well, what happened? You said you got stressed out when you were out the last time. What happened? Anything in particular? Or just being out? What happened, sir?
Just everything in general. And being by myself was stressful in itself. mean, being around people and living by myself and trying and having a job. I mean, just all the normal responsibilities that my own person has, and then I didn't have my meds right when I got out here, and that's kind of why I feel fell back into drugs too also. I wasn't being responsible in some ways.
Okay, so so when you get out this time, you'll be ready to come up with a plan so that you won't make the same mistakes again. I also take note that you, that when you were out, I believe that you that you completed the mental health and substance abuse screening. Are you able to get your anger management under control? I see note that you did take some classes, sir.
I signed up for the wrong classes, actually. She wanted me to sign up for substance abuse, and I accidentally signed up for anger management.
Oh, okay.
So it was my fault, too. I messed up on that part.
Okay. So in the future, do you plan to sign up for the right ones, or you feel that you have everything under control now, sir?
Yeah, that's my plan, then.
And when you get out the next time, what do you plan to do? You plan to remain down in Tucson, and where do you plan? Well, you said that you told us where you were going to go to the program, but once you complete that program, what are your future plans, sir, in terms of being successful and never going back into the criminal justice system again as a guest of the Department of Corrections? Have you thought about what you might do in the long run, let's say 5 years from now or something?
Hopefully I'll be stable and I'll have my addiction under control, which is, I mean, I've struggled with it all my life, and obviously I'm still struggling with it. But since I've come back, I now have a heart condition that's pretty bad, and I'm dealing with it right now, and I think that's going to be a pretty big part of my life
getting
out. I'm
going
to have to deal with that a lot.
We're sorry to hear about your heart condition, because we know that anybody can have a heart condition, but you're 29 years of age, so you...
Yes.
I have a feeling, and I'm not a doctor by no means, so I'm just guessing, but I have a feeling that some of those drugs that you've been using over the years might have contributed to that situation, so that might be a lesson for you to make sure that you stay away from the use of these drugs and things of that nature, because you're just a young man, so life has just begun for you. So we do wish you the best, sir. Okay, sir, those are the questions that I think I have at the moment. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you, sir.
All right.
Don't see any questions coming from other board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, and this is your hearing. We do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
No.
Okay, sir. We want to thank you so very much for participating. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, but stay on the phone, listen, because we do operate under the open meeting law, and with under the open meeting law, you can hear everything that we say, so we don't do anything in private. We do everything publicly so that everybody can hear everything we say and see everything that we do, except that you can't see us today because the video is not working, but you can at least hear everything that we say. So now the board is going into discussion, sir, and we're going to ask that you remain quiet. The board is now in discussion. I find that Mr. Woodman is a very interesting young man. He has a future before him if he can just get off and stay off of drugs. If he just won't relapse again, I believe that he could be successful, and he will be able to be a productive citizen in the great state of Arizona. But he's going to have to stay away from those drugs. I think that that's been drugs and drink and alcohol, because I think that's been his downfall in the past. Otherwise, I don't think that we would even be talking to him at this particular time if it were not for his using drugs and alcohol. I think that from my perspective, that it would be best for him just to go ahead and complete, to put together a plan to stay in there until February, and when he comes out in February, he won't have to report to a parole officer, but he can go to that great program, and then he can be successful once he completes the program, and then he can just move forward. But that's just one board member's opinion, therefore I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, hearing nothing from other board members, I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Wilburn violated terms and conditions of supervision, and that he was delinquent in as much as he used some illegal substances, methamphetamine, as well as some alcohol. Take note that he did abscond for 119 days, and with that, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnston, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be, according to information that we have, you will be released on or about February 3rd, 2019. That may sound like a long time, but it's not that long. And then you'll be out, you'll be on your own at that time. You won't have to report to a parole officer. And we look forward to your being successful, and we look forward to never seeing you in Orange again. That don't mean that we are dissatisfied with you, because we just want to see you being successful in the future, sir. So this will end your hearing. Thank you so much for your participation. And please put the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.